108 Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, Bill, I guess I want to belay my last about the using the onboard state vector for MCC-4. After looking at it some more on the ground, they've got to get going on making their pads and doing all their computations. And rather than put it off or do it twice, we're going to go ahead and go with the procedures we've been using all along. On the lunar orbit stuff, we've been looking it over. And we've got several guys, Jack Schmidt and company, in the back room looking at what effect your windows have. And basically, it looks like there's two options that will make an impact on that Rev-2. One of the options, of course, would be just to have you and Jim change seats and let Jim look out and get his fam that way. Another option would be to roll the bird over and let Jim point the optics as far forward as he can get them and take his fam through the telescope. And I guess we'd like to have any thoughts that you folks have on what you think you can do with the windows. If you have anything, we'd like to factor it into our thinking and go ahead and firm up our plans as early as we can. We'd like not to put it off so that we have none of these things to do after the mid-course. You folks can probably tell us more about what you can do with those windows. So if you have any thoughts, go ahead and sing out with them and we'll see what we can do about factoring that in. How about exercising the idea of rolling over and having Jim do his familiarization through the telescope? Because if we have to change attitudes, why, we'd like to go ahead and start thinking about what effects that'll have on such things as antenna orientation and all that.